After listening to the gospel that Jim just read, it would be easy to think this morning that God is calling us to be unusual. And certainly, if we did what Jesus just told us to do, what he commanded, loving our enemies, praying for our persecutors, turning the other cheek, giving our tunic, loving no matter who or what or where or when, I suppose that we would be rather unusual people. But let it be clear, nowhere in this morning's gospel, nowhere in any of the gospels of Jesus Christ or in any book of sacred scripture, does Almighty God call you and me to be unusual. That's not the goal, that's not the aim. And thanks be to God, I don't want to be unusual. The last thing we need in the church or in this world is more unusual people. There's plenty of them. Rather, the goal and the aim of the Christian life, the explicit call of this gospel today, is something far different. And far more important, it is the call to be perfect. To be perfect as our Father in heaven is perfect. And anything short of that, anything not perfect, is a watering down of his word, is a change of his gospel, and it makes what we do here less than what God calls us to do. And so this morning, the question I would suggest for every Christian as we hear this gospel being read in all churches throughout the world is, what does it mean to be perfect? And how is that achieved? How are we perfected? I think it's easy to know what it does not mean. The French philosopher and scholar, Blaise Pascal, he said, "Do not try to be an angel. For those who try to be an angel become the worst of beasts." He said, "Man is neither angel or beast." And the misfortune is that he who would act the angel becomes a beast. Perhaps you've had that experience. You try to be good, you try to be patient, and you become a beast. Try to be perfect. And oftentimes you become the most difficult person, miserable person in the world. What then does this call consist of? Who then are we? And what does holiness, what does being perfect as the Father is perfect, what does it mean? The second reading tells us who we are. St. Paul to the Corinthians, "Do you not know that you are temples of the Holy Spirit?" That's who we are. We are temples of the Holy Spirit. Francis de Sales said, "Be then who you are, and be that according to the will of God." So perfection consists then in being perfected, not by ourselves, but by the love and the mercy, by the friendship of Almighty God who made us, and who has poured his Spirit into our heart, making us his temple. And to be that temple of God, to be in union and communion with him, is the way of perfection. You see, my friends, the spiritual life is not a matter of imitation. It's a matter of transformation. And that happens authentically in only one way. in giving God permission. In giving God full permission to take up residence in his temple, which you and I are. That's what perfection consists of. 15 years ago, I was kind of a brand new priest. I've been a priest for 16 years, and I was about a year into the priesthood, my rookie year. And as in many rookie years, you know, I made a lot of mistakes, and I was trying to be perfect. Therefore, I made a lot of mistakes. And I had the opportunity to meet a wonderful priest, Father Bob Bedard. And he was what I would describe as a real man. There was nothing perfectionistic about him. There was no guile. He told it like it was. Not a pietistic guy, very down to earth, feet on the ground. And he shared with me a story that all of his priesthood had been spent teaching high school boys. I guess that's how he got down to earth. And he spent 25 years teaching in an all-boys high school. He was a priest from Canada, Ottawa, Canada. And then he got reassigned. And he became pastor of St. Mary's Church in downtown Ottawa. It was a big, old church. And it was an empty church. And Father Bedard, who lived in the rectory next door and who had been used to following a roster all his life and teaching class after class and lesson after lesson, he quite frankly didn't know what to do with himself. The people didn't come to church. He didn't know what in the world. The parish was, for all intents and purposes, dead. And he began to ask God, "What do I do?" And he felt as though the Lord was saying to him one thing. Just ask the people to give me permission. Just preach one thing week after week after week and find different ways of saying it. But make sure you ask them to give me permission. And so he did. And you know what happened? Prayers began getting answered. Grown men who came to church, who sat in the back or stood in the back, like the men back there, they started to cry during the Mass. And they asked them, "Father, is there something in the air here?" They were embarrassed. "What the heck's going on here?" Joy began to fill the hearts of the people that came to church. Prayers were answers, healings were being shown, healings in family relationships, and slowly and surely something happened as people gave God permission. You mentioned Father Bob Bedard up in Ottawa, Canada today, and everyone knows who he is. This high school priest ended up becoming the founder of a religious community that is now, like, huge. And he became an instrument of new life. My friends, the message of this gospel is nothing short than being perfect. And it's important for us to know quite clearly what that means. It means giving God full permission. Recognizing him as the perfect one. And the only way that this is going to become perfect is if I invite him into the temple of God, which I am, and allow him to live in me, to give him permission to live in me, to give him permission to love through, to give permission to have him have more and more of our life. The fact of the matter is this: that if there is any piece of our life that he does not have, then someone or something else has that. And that's frightening. And we remain in pieces, without wholeness, without holiness, in some way, shape, or form, without God. And if you're honest, even if you're a Catholic priest and at Mass every day, one can be without God. May God spare us from that, and may he draw us to himself. And may we invite him and give him permission to do that. Lord, I give you permission to draw all of me to you, to make me perfect as you and you alone are perfect.